Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Limits, do we have the NOAA constrictor?
We do, Joe.
Is he on video or merely on the phone?
He is on the phone today.
All right. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. NOAA Hiles of the Post-Gazette. Constrictor, now that the dust has settled here, I still can't figure out what the hell happened. Tell me why Andrew Heaney and Tommy Pham and IKF are still here. Let's start there. What was the logic behind that? And it has to be something more than they're really swell guys and we want to learn more from them and their leaders and all of that.
Yeah, that's what it's for. It's for their veteran leadership. That's what they all told me. That's what Ben said. And that's what even Paul Steen said to me Saturday evening. He said this was something the team needed. Now, I don't necessarily buy into that. I mean, they might believe that's necessary. I don't see the logic in that. Granted, I'm not a Major League Baseball player. I don't work for a Major League Baseball team, but I do just see, you know, these guys, how much leadership can they provide in these last 2 months that they haven't provided already? And what new players are they taking under their wing? How many guys are going to make their Major League debut in the next 2 months? Is my question. I mean, maybe Bubba Chandler, maybe Hunter Barco, maybe a couple of other relievers, but are any position players going to be playing in the major leagues for the first time of their career in the next 2 months? I don't think so. So if that's the case, I mean, is this really that young of a team? It's inexperienced. It's not very good, but I don't know if it's like a young team that needs IKF and Tommy Pham here to teach them how to play Major League Baseball.
Well, yeah, and if they did, they've been doing a pretty lousy job so far, right?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the points that hit home to me in all of my discussions about this over the weekend was IKF pointed out how every year they sign a handful of veterans on one-year deals, and all of those guys are gone by July because they're selling more often than not. And it's just a new group of veteran voices and faces that these guys have to get used to. And by the time they're comfortable and, you know, starting to trust these guys, they're gone. And so that's the logic behind keeping them an extra 2 months. I guess my counterpoint would be, why not sign one to a multi-year deal then? And didn't they already do that with Mitch Keller and Ryan Reynolds? And I guess Hayes is gone now, but I mean, they've had other guys who've been consistent faces in this organization, and if they're not enough and you need a more veteran presence, then stop signing them on one-year deals and sign someone good with real credibility on a multi-year deal, because that's what happened the last time they were good. They brought in veterans on multi-year contracts like Burnett and Russell Martin, and look what happened.
We have the savvy young news hound Noah Hiles of the Post-Gazette on here. He talked to Paul Skeens the other night. And the most notable quote for me by far in your interview with him about the trade deadline was, and I quote, "Hopefully it created some space for us to acquire some bats in the offseason. Didn't see a lot in terms of major league acquisitions at the deadline, but hopefully that sets us up next year." So he's on the record now. It's sort of unusual to see a player on the roster putting it out there, "We need bats, go get some." That's, to me, that was the most notable quote. I imagine no matter what he told you, he can't be overly thrilled with what went down at the deadline, can he?
I don't know. I think he's more patient than a lot of fans. Like, and I don't know how filled in he is on their organization plan. I don't know if they tell him things that they don't necessarily tell the media or wherever. And I think Paul was smart to kind of keep the cards close to the vest for the most part. He didn't look too emotional or invested into anything specific other than that point that you just listed. It was just, hey, like, this is all right. They just completed phase one of the process, which is creating some room to spend money and adding depth to the minor leagues, especially the low levels. He's like, all right, well, you did that. So now you need to execute on part two of this plan, which is surrounding us with bats. And I know he's not the only player who feels that way. There are a lot of guys in that clubhouse who expected more to be done last offseason, and now that level of expectation is higher because they saw what happened after not much was done.
Another mind-blowing aspect of the trade deadline, Noah, is the fact that they got, at least according to, I think it's MLB Pipeline, but various sites that I've seen who rank prospects, people who make a living doing that, have the return for the Hayes deal. That kid is a higher prospect than anybody they got in the Bednar deal. How in the world is that possible?
I have no idea. Now, I will say sometimes prospect lists are not the most accurate indication of talent. There are plenty of guys who are top five prospects that never pan out. There are plenty of guys who weren't top five prospects that go on to have good productive careers. But it's discouraging if you're a fan to see Charrington or to hear Charrington say they had access to other high caliber players, the guys that were on top 100 lists, but this was the return they chose. And the return, the highlight, the headliner, as he said, of this return is the guy who's a lower-rated prospect than Wyatt Sanford, someone who they took as a comp pick last year, the guy they got in the Hayes trade, like you said. There are a handful of other prospects that we probably won't see for a while that are higher-rated than him right now. I mean, maybe their evaluation on him is different. I've been told that they had a top-five grade on him in the Yankee system. But the national experts seem to disagree with that analysis.
Another incredible thing. Charrington says, yeah, we cleared out some room to, you know, take a look at some young players. It doesn't even seem like there's a young position player to take a look at, does it? Is there anybody at AAA like that's cleared room for? Billy Cook, Ron's long-lost son, or who's the other guy? Nick York down there? There's nobody to try out. Six years into a rebuild.
What about the 28-year-old reliever? Where's he going to go?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's, I think, the saddest reality out of all of this. And there's a lot of tough pills to swallow from this trade deadline stuff. But the harshest part of it is, like what you said, Joe, there's no room to clear. Or, I mean, there's no one to clear room for as far as position players are concerned. If Billy Cook or Nick York or Ronnie Simon or whoever else is down there right now gave this team any indication that they'd be an upgrade, they would have been here by now. It's not like Bubba Chandler or Hunter Barco where the pitching's good enough where they don't need to clear space. They desperately needed offense literally from the first game of the season. And if Billy Cook or Nick York or any of those other guys were good enough to allow the Pirates to believe that this guy deserved at-bats over someone in the starting lineup. That would have happened. I mean, they've called up guys and tried to get, you know, lightning in a bottle with Nick Solak, Matt Gorski, Sawinski, back to being Jack Sawinski in the major leagues again. I mean, they've tried it with everyone, but the reality is they've got probably 20 position players who are all at about the same level. They're all really good in AAA. None of them are really that good in the majors.
Limits over here seems to think that Cherington will get fired after the season. I think he's going to be back, unfortunately, next year. Where do you stand on this matter, Noah Constrictor?
It's hard to read. I mean, logic would indicate that he would be done, because I just don't know what argument you really have to keep him. But the moves that he made last week, those are moves that tell me that he's going to be making the next wave of moves. You know, like if he's approaching this as a long-term play or, you know, a multiple-part plan, then I would think that he would be the one running the other part of that plan, which is in the offseason. If not, I mean, you could bring a new GM in and they could trade Mitch Keller. They could sign some players in free agency. And I'm sure a lot of fans would rather that be the case. But I don't know. I don't think it's a guarantee that he's fired.
Limits, would you like to jump in here?
I'd love to after that depressing point. You know, Noah, I think about Johan Oviedo and the depth that they say that they have at starting pitching. The Bailey Falter trade is one of the most shocking things that I think could have happened, where it's wild that we went from Bailey Falter being acquired and the fans booing him on opening day because Skeens wasn't on the roster to now everybody up in arms about Falter. My point is, how much pitching depth do you think that they really have? Oviedo now back. Do you think we've overestimated it a little bit? And do you think that that strength might make a Keller trade in the offseason very possible?
Yeah, I think their pitching depth is still fine, because, I mean, they're going to have another wave of guys coming after all of these guys in AAA who are either up or going to be up soon. I mean, another wave's coming. You look at some of the progress that's been made at the lower levels. These guys are working their way up to AA now, guys like Dotel, guys like Kelly. These guys will probably be on prospect lists soon enough as well. So I think their pitching is always going to be fine. Now, if they keep dealing from it, if you deal away a Mitch Keller and then someone else on top of that, now you're getting into a little bit more of an uncharted territory, or uncertain territory, I should say. But for now, yeah, I think you have plenty of arm depth, and I think you have enough depth to deal Mitch Keller in the offseason, which I expect to happen.
Limits, may I engage the Noah Constrictor in a game of free association?
I would love you to.
Here we go. Short questions and hopefully very short answers. One word if you see fit, Noah Constrictor. You ready?
Yep.
Will Don Kelly be back even if there's a GM change?
Yes.
Will McCutchen be back next season?
I'm not reporting this, but if I had to guess, I would say no.
Will Tommy Pham or IKF be back here next season, perhaps after IKF again predicts them to win 100 games?
Probably not.
Is the Jack Sawinski experiment ever going to end?
I think it's nearing the end, yes.
You sure about that?
I don't know how much more we can do.
If somebody was going to characterize Henry Davis as a bust, is that fair or unfair?
Yeah, probably fair at this point.
Will Joey Bart be back?
I don't know.
Who opens the season at catcher?
Probably Henry Davis.
Will Mitch Keller be back?
I don't think so.
When will Connor Griffin be here?
By this time next year.
Is the organization wavering on Termar Johnson?
What do you mean by wavering?
Are they still sure that he's going to be a big hitter for them?
I think they believe he's going to be a productive hitter. I don't know if it will be with the Pirates. I could see him being a trade chip.
If I were to tell you the rotation to open next season, well, you just said Keller, you don't think he'll be back. begins with Skeens, Chandler, Oviedo, and Burrows, and maybe you throw in a veteran, which is the one thing Ben Cherington seems to be able to do. Am I crazy?
No, I think that's what it'll be.
Thank you, Noah.
Can I ask one follow-up?
Of course you can, Limit.
You said McCutchen, you don't think will be back. Do you think that he will just retire? He won't be on another team?
Yeah, and again, this I want to make it abundantly clear. I am not reporting this.
Yeah, we're not tweeting it out.
It's just an opinion.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But, yes, his career will end in Pittsburgh. I just don't know when. I think it could make a lot of sense for this to be his final year.
Thank you, Noah.
And that your opinion is that would come from him or them?
Probably him.
Thank you, Noah.
Absolutely, guys.
What a man he is, huh, Limits?
Wonderful. I wonder about McCutchen. I really do. Like, if it's his choice, I wonder if he would come back. I feel like they would be okay with him for another year considering where their offense is and they don't have a realistic option to replace him at DH.
It feels like even, you know, if it was their choice more than his, there might be a meeting behind closed doors where it came out as his. You know what I mean?
Probably.
That type of thing. And he's been better than I thought these last 2 years.
Yeah.
However, if he's still in your lineup, especially in your top 2-5 hitters, then you're not where you need to be.
Not at all. It'd be better for him to be the DH and bat like sixth. That would be a really good spot for him to lengthen the lineup.
I'd like to improve the DH position, actually, to be honest with you. I'd like to get in a big hitter in that spot. I don't know where you get him.
He's only hitting .188 in his last 15 games. That's it.
What are his overall numbers?
On the season, he's at .246. The average is dropping. 11 home runs, 39 RBIs. On base at .323, though.
Yeah. I'd like to upgrade at DH, honestly.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking, Limits? That comes to us via our local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you very kindly, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, yes. You made a horrible mistake today by saying that Benny Cunningham was number 84.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
read that again.
I said that. It's not Benny Cunningham. It's Antonio Brown or it's Randy Grossman.
Randy Grossman. Yes, partly cloudy with a high of Randy Grossman today. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. I saw a headline in the Post-Gazette that I took heart in. It heartened me. Derek Harmon and Y.A. Black keep linebackers clean in Steelers' run defense efforts. Chris Hoke has talked about this a lot. And I feel like this has been the case for a while, that The Steelers have wanted their defensive ends to be more playmakers than block occupiers. And I'm not sure that's the way to go. A guy like Keanu Benton, every once in a while, he'll make a splash play and you look at it and that impresses you. And while it's nice, sometimes that's the worst thing. I don't need Keanu Benton to make splash plays. I need him to occupy blockers so my linebackers can run to the ball. The Steelers have great speed now at linebacker. And I like this. And a guy like, I think of a Montrevious Adams too. He every once in a while, it would be like, wow, that was a big play in the backfield every once in a while. But then is he a blocker occupying nose tackle? That's what I really want. And that's what he wasn't. And they need guys who occupy blocks, who allow their linebackers to run free or at least not totally impeded and make tackles. That's why they're there. That's why a Steelers defenseman lineman is there for the most part. That's their primary job. Now, a guy like Cam Hayward, you know, he's so great that he can do both. But I need people to free up. Let's say a guy like Peyton Wilson, okay? He is a good cover linebacker. And I think he could be a good run defender, but I don't love the idea of him shedding blocks from the big boys. I don't like the idea of him having to work his way through, you know, the forest that is all those, the muck of a ground game where you have to weed your way through, shed blocks, and make plays. That's not what he's built for. That's why people in front of him are going to have to tie up blockers so a guy like Peyton Wilson can use his speed to make plays. That's how the defense works. And that's the way it's going to have to work. And there's been too much in recent years, several years now, of defensive linemen being too enamored with playmaking and not with just doing their job. So I like that headline. It sounds like Patrick Queen liked it too. On to Oviedo and what we think of him tonight. He was pretty good in the minors. He was pretty good. I don't want to overdo it when we go to his last season here. Limits, but he looked like he was a player who could help them. He was 9-14 with a 4.31 ERA. He had 158 strikeouts in 177 innings. That's a lot of innings. You can see what the problem was there. He hadn't pitched a ton of innings, and then all of a sudden he logged 177, and he got injured. But I think this guy down the stretch here, this is really important. He pitches well. I think he's a lock for the rotation next year. You?
No doubt. No doubt. And partly because of just how he performed in the season prior. Like, Oviedo was very back and forth. He had some starts where he was terrific, and it was six innings of just one run. Where he had 11 starts, that was the case, where he allowed no runs or just one run in his last full season. Ended up finishing with a 4.31 ERA in that 2023 season. He's a solid, good number four type of pitcher, number three on a not so good team. But
so
yeah.
So a number two on next year's Pirates?
Unless Bubba Chandler is here, and no, it seems like he's lost in translation.
I'm kidding, but I like Oviedo. I liked what he was showing. And this will be interesting stuff. A couple Steelers questions for you.
Please.
Where did I have that? Oh, Mount Washington, the human cheat code. Are we going to go through a whole another training camp of listening to how Mount Washington's going to be part of the pass game? They have 17 tight ends.
The pass game? It seems like they're talking about Mount Washington being a part of the offensive line.
Well, that's been floated out there,
yes.
Too. That's more interesting to me.
Very fascinating. I don't think they could just ultimately do that right now, Joe.
Larry Brown did it.
He did, but didn't they give Larry Brown a little bit more time than if they decide with Darnell right now, hey, we're in the middle of training camp. You think you could be ready in a month if we needed to put you in there?
But the idea of it very much intrigues me.
And I would be willing with Darnell, depending on what happens this year, to be significantly open-minded next year going into OTAs and minicamp, trying him out there.
So
seeing
would
at
I.
least what it looks like.
I'll have to believe it. I'll see it to believe it about the pass game. I know Harmon Killebrew said he is like a human cheat code. Okay, let's see it. They had four tight ends on the field the other day down in the goal line drills on one play. Four of them. I think Freiermuth was out, so it was Mount Washington, Hayward, Smith, and who else? Galbraith, maybe, with Gainwell in it, running back. I'm all for creativity down there. I'm not going to complain about that. That's fine with me.
If he's a cheat code, Joe, why did he only have 19 catches for 200 yards last year?
Well, for one thing, he has trouble getting down the field because of his knees, right?
Right, but in the red zone, he's
also
six, seven.
He's added a ton of weight since he got here.
Yeah, he has. He's now 264.
Now, can I see him as a jump ball guy and you know, from the 2 yard line? Sure.
Why hasn't he been? Why haven't they tried it?
I don't know. They should try something. What were they in the red zone last year? Like 28th?
Yeah, they were not good.
I know they weren't.
Mr. Unlimited was supposed to be good in the red zone like he was in Denver and wasn't.
All right, here's some notable Hall of Fame potential players in pro football. First time on the ballot next year. You ready for this, Limits?
Yes, and there's one slam dunk choice that should automatically get in that played locally.
You should tell me if this guy should be in right away or in eventually. You ready?
Okay.
Drew Brees.
In right away.
In right away. I think sometimes we hammer on him a little bit too much. Even if he's not in the top 10 all time, he's certainly in the top 15.
Yeah.
And his numbers are ridiculous. Larry Fitzgerald.
Slam, dunk, automatic first ballot Hall of Famer for me.
Automatic?
Automatic first ballot Hall of Famer.
I'm saying it too. Yes, automatic.
His career, man. College, pro, a true professional, single-handedly almost won that Super Bowl in Super Bowl 43 in the fourth quarter. He had a terrific career.
Yeah. He better be in on the first ballot. Eli Manning. Is he a first? Is this going to be his first time?
No, this is his second time on the ballot. He did not get in last year.
Yeah, he shouldn't get in.
They also shortened the hall, like the classifications, or not the classifications, but the classes. Like previous years, there have been 7 guys that have gotten in. This year, it's only 4.
It should have been 5, and the 5th should have been Hines Ward. It's an absolute joke that he's not in.
I agree. He should be in. But I do wonder, Joe, like if they're trying to do this small hall baseball thing and they're shortening the classes, which I don't get, it bodes a lot worse for Hines Ward.
Makes for a bad TV show. Oh, Hines Ward is done. He ain't getting in.
Not if it's a small hall type of thing, no.
Philip Rivers.
Eventually.
I say eventually. I agree
with
you.
But not first ballot.
Marquise Pouncey.
Eventually, but not first ballot.
Maybe.
Marquise Pouncey was a Pro Bowler every single season except the 1 year that he was hurt.
Nobody cares about Pro Bowl's limits.
Well, what about all pros?
All pros they do care about.
You care about all pros?
How many times was he first team? I like Marquise Pouncey, don't get me wrong. I think he's a very much a borderline case.
So Pouncey played 10 seasons. He missed the whole 2015 season. 2013, he only played 1 game. So every other season, out of those 9, he made the Pro Bowl. He was a 2-time All-Pro. He's also a part of the Hall of Fame All-2010s team. And I think that matters. Like, if you're on those All-Decade teams,
yeah,
you were the best of the best for an entire decade at your position.
I don't know that he was the best of the best at his position. But
well, that Hall of Fame All-2000s team pretty much says it.
Okay, if you believe them, then I guess that's
the case.
Why
wouldn't you? I believe them. Why wouldn't you believe them?
Well, who are the other candidates? Well, I have to see. Since when does the Hall of Fame choose the decade teams, by the way?
Well, that's what it's labeled as. I don't know if that's the AP or whatever, but Pro Football Reference has them as an all-2010s team selection, just like so many Steelers 70s were. Yeah.
All right, well, let's take a look at that team.
Pouncey also had 3 second-team All-Pro selections as well. He was 3rd in Offensive Rookie of the Year voting as a center in 2010.
Yeah, he was great. I think he tailed off late in his career. Alex Mack would be the other guy.
Do you think that the length of his career hurts him, only playing 9 years practically?
No, other guys have gotten in with less.
Yeah, Terrell Davis.
When did Jason Kelce play? How long did his career last? When did he start?
Yeah, the majority of his career has been kind of mixed in.
He
started in 2011.
Yeah.
But the heart of his career, he really picked it up in 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, his last 5 years.
So
he
I
was
think,
a Pro Bowl
yeah,
selection.
I think I'm allowed to disagree with with the NFL Hall of Fame there, and there, because in 17, 18, 19, he was three straight AP first team All Pros, which is more than Pouncey had in his career.
Correct. Yeah. And he finished his career with three consecutive All Pros.
Right. So that makes six. So I think Pouncey is a borderline case myself. That's what I'm going to go with. How about, wait a second here. How about Bill Belichick? Obvious choice, right? Will anybody hold
the
cheating?
Is he eligible this year?
That's what I read.
Yes, he's definitely getting in.
Will anybody hold the cheating against him other than Ron?
Probably, yes. But ultimately, he'll have enough votes.
Shady McCoy.
No. I do not think he will get in.
I didn't say if you thought he would get in. We're picking our own guys here.
No, I do not think Shady should get in.
You don't? That's very surprising and somewhat disappointing. 11,000 yards limits?
He's also on that Hall of Fame's all 2010s team. Two-time All-Pro as well.
So 11,000 yards, 73 touchdowns, and then 16 more. I don't know. He was great.
Yeah, his 2013 season at 25 was insane. 1,600 yards.
Yeah, I actually look at his career not unlike Pouncey's at center. Two-time first-team All-Pro. I won't even mention Pro Bowls because nobody cares. I just thought he was a great player for a long time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times, well over 1,000 yards, because I don't know that 1,000 yards is a real benchmark. It's only like 50-some yards per game. I would put him in a similar category, borderline, maybe eventually.
Yeah.
Thank you, Limits. We have to go.
Thank you, Joe.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.